Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about what we should do for the gospel's sake. I'm going to read you from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 22 and 23, where we read, "To the weak I became as weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. Now this I do for the gospel's sake, that I may be a partaker of it with you." In the big picture, Paul was helping the Corinthian Christians how to deal with the controversy regarding believers eating meat that had been sacrificed to a pagan idol. And in helping the Corinthian Christians think through the issue, Paul stressed an important principle in chapter 9, that Christians should often lay down their rights for the benefit of either believers or the lost. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul used his own life as an example of this. Paul had rights as an apostle. He had rights as a Christian minister, and he had the right to be supported in ministry. All these things are things he discusses earlier in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Yet, Paul often set those rights aside. Paul didn't always give up these rights, but when he knew that it would be for God's glory and for the benefit of others, he denied himself what he had by right, what he deserved, because that was his right to do it. All this came back to the issue of Corinthian believers eating meat that was sacrificed to pagan idols. A believer in Corinth might say, "I have the right to eat that meat." Paul would answer, "Yes, you do have that right. But in this situation, Christian love compels you to set that right aside. I've done this kind of thing many times. In this situation, eat a salad instead." Paul lived and taught this because he wanted to win the world for Jesus Christ. He even said, "I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some." Now, we shouldn't think that Paul changed his doctrine or his message to appeal to different groups. In fact, he specifically denied doing this in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. However, Paul would change his behavior and his manner of approach. To those under the law, he would become as under the law. To the weak, he would sympathize with their weakness. He would make himself a servant to all, that he might win more to Jesus Christ. I don't know if Paul, as a Christian believer, ate pork, shellfish, or other non-kosher foods. I do think that Paul understood that he had the right to eat those things, as he wrote in Colossians chapter 2, verses 20 through 23. Yet, Paul would never eat shrimp while trying to talk to Jewish people about faith in Jesus. Paul would set aside such things, and he would gladly do it for the gospel's sake. Paul was willing to offend people over the gospel, but he wanted to offend them only over the gospel. Finally, notice Paul did this for the gospel's sake. He didn't do it for the sake of pleasing the world. He didn't do it for the sake of denying God's truth. Paul knew where he could bend and when to stand firm. May God give us the same wisdom.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.